Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, has the Health Subcommittee met this week?
Yes, we have. On Wednesday, we marked up a large series of bills to address opioid abuse. Opioid abuse in this country has been growing at a staggering rate. As most of you know, an opioid is a medication that is used to relieve pain. Doctors prescribe it in the form of morphine, often after a surgery. Other common forms of opioids are hydrocodone and oxycodone, which are commonly referred to as Vicodin, OxyContin, and Percocet. When used properly, opioids can aid in recovery by stemming a patient's discomfort enough to allow for sleep. But opioids are highly addictive. And that's where there's often a problem. When patients take opioids for a long time, they sometimes build up a tolerance, and therefore they take more of the opioid to obtain the same pain-blocking effects. Before they know it, they're dependent. Abuse of prescription drugs like opioids are a particularly large problem with young adults ages 18 to 25, and this statistic is the most heartbreaking of all. This week, my committee took the first step towards addressing this uptick in abuse and damage to our young people, and I hope to see many of the bills we worked on come to the House floor for a vote soon.